So it's back this year. Is it available yet?
No, we start February 20th. Actually, Canada Revenue Agency will be starting up that week. We don't have the software yet. It has been back even through COVID. It was always there. We are 6 or 7, I think. I've lost 2, but I think I gained another one. So we should be about 7 volunteers this year.
Who is eligible to use this free service to file their income tax?
It's a very wide array of people. We usually take in seniors, students, single parents. We'll take new Canadians, Indigenous, disabled, low income. So there's not too many. We never take rentals and we never take businesses, regardless of what they are.
Okay, good. Is there anything new or different this year in either how you deliver the service or in something people can expect from their income tax return?
We went back to clinics last year with very little success. COVID kind of ruined that for us. The Lions Club has graciously offered us the hall again. We will revert to the old Service Ontario schedule that we had before COVID. So starting February 27th, every Tuesday and Thursday, we will be at the Lions Den through the side door from 10 to 12 noon. We start February 27th. We finish April 25th.
So what are you doing at the Lions Den?
People can just come by, bring their 2022 tax return papers, their 2023 slips, whatever information they think we need, rent, property taxes. They drop off their papers, and we give them a date or an appointment for them to pick up their tax returns, usually within a week.
So is there not a place at Service Ontario where they can drop them off other times, or is that only at Tuesday?
Service Ontario is no longer associated with our group. Okay. They have posters and they will provide the information for the clinics, but this is strictly at the Lions Den. My number is on the posters that will be around town, so 705-232-0583 is available for anyone to call or text.
Okay, so that's only Tuesday from... Did you say 10 until noon from February 27th till April 25th?
Tuesday and Thursday.
And Thursday, okay.
Okay. And again, if they call me or text me, you know, we can talk and we can make arrangements. There's always a way. Additionally, we are doing clinics at the Madison Public Library, which is at 352 Second Street in Madison. They have agreed to let us use. We tried it tentative last year for a few times. This year we will put it on full-fledged starting February 28th, every Wednesday from noon till 2. At the library, we will have one of our volunteers there. Same format, drop-in. First come, first serve. We pick up their papers. They should be able to get them back the following week.
Okay, good. Have anything you want to add to any of this?
We strongly encourage people to use our services. If you're not sure if you qualify, call me. Show up at the clinic. We can help you. Very rarely will we turn people away. The clinics are for this use. We're trying to get people back into the mode of coming to the clinics and not calling us all personally. We have great service. We also help people apply for disability credits and get their disability credits. That's one of our mandates. We really emphasize that if they think they qualify to come and talk to us, we can help them out.